He bent and kissed her cheek, and knew she knew what she knew. After the porter had given him the key of the guest room, Adam went as he had all those years ago, and looked at the college notice board. A drawing-pin card carried a list of new fellows. At the bottom he saw that 2 honorary fellowships had been awarded. One of the recipients was Derek Morris, Esquire. Adam tried to smile as he walked across Second Court to his narrow bed. The next day he drove, still with that tight smile, back to London.
Daddy?
Rachel, what's wrong? Where are you?
Still in L.A.
L.A.? What time is it with you?
I don't know.
Well, I do, don't I? It's 3-something in the morning. 3:20 has to be. What's happening?
It's Bill.
What's he done to you, Rach?
You know that television you did with the character Patrick Clegg, wasn't it? Based on Bill.
That's not why you...
Yes, it is, actually. Have you got a copy you can send me?
Rachel, what is going on? I don't care what it is. Yes, I do, but what is?
He's dying.
Dying? Bill?
Bill. It was cancer. His throat. And there's nothing they can do. He wants to see the play. Can you send it today, if you can?
How are you?
I'm fine. It's not catching.
I know that.
Will you talk to him?
No.
Well, we're not asleep.
Seek transit Gloria Mundi, it would seem. Ingloriously, of course.
How are you, Bill? God, the stupid questions. Are you in pain?
I'm in morphine heaven. Thank you all the same. Rachel's best thing you ever did.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Barbara did.
I'm very lucky.
It's of you. And a very brave one, if I may say so.
Did you hear the news?
No, I hear very little news down here.
About Sheridan.
Hmm?
Sheridan Rees.
Huh.
You know the master died, don't you? Of the college.
Oh, my dear Bill, what does it all matter?
All part of life's rich pattern. Sheridan was favourite to get it.
You shouldn't talk too much. He didn't, you mean, get it, Sheridan?
They elected someone called Ronnie Braithwaite. If you know who he is.
Ronnie? Did they really? Well, more fools them.
You can't help laughing. We can't swallow, but I can laugh. Almost.
Oh, what does it matter? Sheridan, I mean.
Your fault, apparently.
My fault?
Well, it is. You got your brother to give him a bunch of money to help Sheridan.
I don't believe you.
Yes, you do, my old son. Yes, you do.
Damn and blasted Bill. Trish asked me to... Oh, who could possibly have told them? And what does it matter? Oh, damn and blast. I'm so sorry. About you, I mean.
That's not for whom the bill tolls. I did ask Rachel to leave, but she won't. I fear she's fallen slightly in love with me. Now I'm no good to her. I hope you don't mind. I do want to see myself in your play again.
Now I'll pack it up and send it off this afternoon.
I think I can manage my final seminar on Petronius, but then I may have to go. Rachel will interpret for me. Better send it express. I won't leave until I have to, but tempus fugit. I am in a bit of a hurry.
I'm so sorry, Bill.
You know what the Roman said when he fell on his sword, don't you? I am well. That's how I am. Ave Aquae Valley. That's life.
After Adam put the phone down, he sat for several minutes swallowing his emotion and wondering what exactly it was and about what. Then he went back to revising the text of Into Africa. Barbara was digging in the garden with her floppy hat on. He was alone and not alone. Himself and not himself. A writer at work. And he was, God help him, a happy man. Almost.
Episode 6 of Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael, you heard Tom Conti as Adam Morris and Miranda Richardson as Barbara Morris. Jake Leibowitz was played by Anthony Scher, Dennis Pawson by Nigel Havers, and Alan Parks by Alistair McGowan. Derek Morris was played by Adrian Lucas, Rachel Morris by Flora Montgomery, and Bill Bourne by Stephen Critchlow. Bruno Laszlo was played by Simon Greenall, Ron Shapiro by Vincent Marzello, and Anna Cunningham by Emily Richard. Fame and Fortune was written and narrated by Frederick Raphael. The producer was Joe Wheeler, and the director was Pete Atkin. Fame and Fortune was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.